Dozens of such papers have been published, but for every one that has found evidence of neurogenesis, another has failed to do so. The pro-neurogenesis camp thinks the null results are down to poor quality brain tissue or crude preservation techniques. The antis argue that either humans do not grow these neurons in the dentate gyrus, or if they do, there are too few of them to be useful. The research presented in Washington strengthens the case for human neurogenesis. Maura Baldrini of Columbia University, Maria Llorens Martin of the University of Madrid, Orly Lazaroff at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and Hong Jun Song of the University of Pennsylvania presented evidence of young neurons in the dentate gyruses of humans, though most of their findings have not yet been peer-reviewed. Three of these researchers also studied the brains of healthy older people or people with Alzheimer's disease. Their results suggested that the production of the supposed new neurons slows with age and falls precipitously in Alzheimer's disease. Previous studies by two of the groups also found that Alzheimer's patients with more of these neurons had better memories. But while the new research strengthens the case for human neurogenesis, it is not yet definitive. One group of researchers from Yale University questioned whether the staining technique used in one of the studies was accidentally tagging other brain cells, such as astrocytes. They are also concerned that the studies tend to find very few progenitor cells. "Where are all the mothers of these baby neurons?" asked John Ariano, one of the skeptics. There are other wrinkles. Dr. Song found a different set of genes expressed in the supposedly young human neurons from those seen in neurons from other animals, and the few young neurons that both Dr. Song and Dr. Lazaroff found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients looked very different from the same neurons in healthy brains. If the new cells are somehow defective, increasing their number may not help. But although not all the scientists at the conference were convinced, some drug makers appear to be. In April, Biomed Industries, a pharmaceutical firm based in California, said that results from an early clinical trial suggested that a new drug that the firm claims increases neurogenesis in mice improved memory in people with moderate Alzheimer's. If subsequent trials prove to be equally encouraging, that could be further evidence that the neurogenesis theory of Alzheimer's may indeed have something to it.